Yo, what's good? I'm chilling.
What's up, man? Yo, listen, I saw you on the list. You came in number 7, man, on the MTV list. That's what's up.
Yeah, no, you know, that was cool and everything. If it, more than anything, I'm happy for Sean, but I feel like he should be on top 5.
Right.
And the way he just be bodying records, like the way he started off that Mercy, like a lot, right. You know?
So you think you and Sean should be top 5 definitely? Maybe top 3? I know you, Ye. You're going to say you're the number one rapper in the world. So, number 7, does this bother you?
Yeah, number 7 bothers me because, you know, it's, well, I think that Wayne is the number one rapper in the world.
Wait, you think Wayne's the number one rapper in the world?
Yeah, I just think he's like, you know, him and Jay and M and certain people are just like the greatest rappers of all time. For me, that I feel like in order for them to put me as number 7, they had to bring up things that they didn't like.
Like what?
You know, like they're like they didn't like the Cruel Summer album.
Okay.
You know, so, and I'm like, that's a compilation. It ain't all rappers on good music.
Right. That's a great point.
Yeah, you know, it's like we did raps. I mean, Cruel Summer got Don't Like Remix, Mercy, Cole,
great records,
New God Flow. All on one, you know.
Great records,
and it's
and Big Sean had an incredible album. His first debut album was incredible, which is understandable.
Yeah, and click.
Yeah,
you can't name 5 records like that on no album.
Nah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, but they want to diss me and be like, oh, you know, we want to. He did Cruel Summer. We can't say that he can't say he ain't part of it because he is on 8 records. Like they want to try to like. Like, ain't nobody bringing up that Diamonds remix verse.
Right.
Like, it wasn't no verse in a year.
That's true.
That was, you know, f***ing with that verse. I don't know. I mean, like, it's definitely not based on a body of work, but possibly it could just be, like, overall rap MC swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Sean is a great rapper, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just, it checks all the boxes. What happens is with them, with these type of judges and people who review, as soon as, you know, when you come in, like, I have, like, the pink polo and the backpack, then I'm checking all the boxes of that Tribe Called Quest era and Jay Dilla and all that, you know.
Right.
So they want to champion it. They don't like Givenchy Kanye. They don't like Kanye in a kilt. They don't like Kanye in a relationship.
Right.
You know.
So you think this is what puts you at number 7 as opposed to number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
I don't think it's like them going really bar for bar.
Right.
I said lucky I didn't have Jay dropping from the team.
Yeah.
Ain't no bar of entire past 12 months that's hotter than that bar.
Nah, that was mean.
That's one bar. I come from this battle rap. You know, like that's how I grew up in Chicago. I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I gave Sway his first TV, man.
Right.
He came over my crib in Newark, New Jersey. I was living in Newark, you know, doing beats for Jay and Beans and all them.
Right.
And I was getting a new TV.
Right.
And I gave Sway his first TV.
Right.
And really, I didn't really want to, like, even call to, like, even talk about the number 7 list. I just want to tell everybody I gave Sway his first TV.
Right.
And he need to remember that.